All right, Alexander, we have have still have protests going on in Serbia over the this curfew that the Vučić government wants to impose. They want to impose a 1 week curfew because of the CV pandemic and the fact that the numbers are rising in Serbia. Now, I can tell you, being here in Greece, that we were allowing flights in from Serbia to Greece. We just had it open for Serbia. We've selected like 15 countries and we allowed free entrance in and out of Greece. But now we've put restrictions back on Serbia again because of many cases that we found in Greece. Recent cases were from tourists via Serbia. So, okay, there's definitely a rise in CV infections that they are spotting in Serbia. But the problem is that Vucic wanted to impose more lockdowns and a curfew, but a week ago, and our Serbian friends can correct me if I'm wrong, a week ago, they allowed everyone to just go out in public and vote during elections. No lockdown, no restrictions, nothing. Now, once again, mixed messages from a Serbian president that I just can't put my finger on the guy. You know, his allegiance lies. I mean, there's no doubt he's a skilled and cunning politician and a survivor, but it's hard to find out where his allegiance really is.
Well, I think it's very simple, actually. His allegiance is with himself. He seems to be a very, very skillful and opportunistic individual. Now, he started off as a nationalist, as a person, a patriotic a supporter of Serbia in its various conflicts with the European Union, with NATO, upholding the position of Serbia in those various conflicts over Kosovo. At the same time, he wanted very he's forged very close relations with the Russians, but at the same time, as he does all of that, he also opens the door to NATO, to the European Union. He talks about leading Serbia into the European Union, and of course, on top of this, there is now this very, very sensitive issue, which is that he seems to be edging towards doing a deal with over Kosovo. Now, that seems to involve some kind of land swap, but it means essentially giving up Kosovo, or at least giving up mo those areas of Kosovo which the Serbian people feel particularly strongly about because it is such an integral part of their history. So I think a lot of Serb people feel exactly as you say, that this is a president who manages to look in all directions at once. I think the Kosovo issue simply cannot be underestimated. So coming on top of that, these new sudden new restrictions, so cynically imposed after after elections were held, which by the way, Vučić won, his party won overwhelmingly, but it all looks so cynical and so manipulated. People are already, I think, so troubled about these events with Kosovo. They're so skeptical about him in general that I don't think it's surprising that we've got these protests. I don't think they will ultimately shake his position because what he's managed to do is that all the great powers basically support him in some way. But I can very well understand why many people in Serbia are extremely critical of him. And these protests in themselves don't surprise me.
How do we reconcile the protests 1 week, but the overwhelming victory the previous week with Vučić's government? I mean, such a change in direction so quickly.
I think first of all, there's a lot of people in Serbia who don't like him. I mean, the fact that he wins an overwhelming majority, especially in Belgrade, Belgrade not being fully representative of all of Serbia, but especially in Belgrade, there are people who will oppose Vučić for one of two reasons, either because they are, the sort of people who want to see Serbia join the EU and are perfectly happy to give up Kosovo to do it and want Serbia to be fully signed up to the whole Western agenda. There are people like that in Serbia, especially in Belgrade, and they've tried to involve themselves in these protests. But there are also a lot of other people who, of course, oppose Vucic because of his, as they see it, betrayal of Serbia and betrayal over Kosovo. And again, a lot of those people will be in Belgrade. Now, bear in mind also, like every other country, Serbia's economy has been hit by the pandemic. Lots of young people feeling very, under a lot of pressure. It's unsurprising that some of them are coming out and protesting. So in the hinterland, in the, the country, in Serbia overall, Vucic has support. I suspect passive support more than anything. I suspect people support him more because there isn't any real alternative to him that they can rally round than for any other reason. But he does have support there, and they will grudgingly vote for him. But in Belgrade itself, and to a certain extent elsewhere in Serbia, there are people who are very critical of him. And this is one cynical step too far for some.
How much further can Vucic walk this tightrope?
It's very, very...
The struggle is EU, West EU, or Russia.
It's a very...
How can you walk this?
It's a very, very good question. And I don't think indefinitely. I think sooner or later, he will be forced to make a choice. But I think, by the way, that it's... The momentum of events now in Serbia probably is pushing it more towards Russia. Difficult for me to say with complete certainty, but that's my sense of things. And I think if, as I said, he does some sort of bad deal over Kosovo, that could crystallize things too. But I mean, he's played it with some skill, and he's pretty clever, and he's pretty ruthless. I mean, he's not somebody who's going to go quietly, and he's got, an apparatus, if you like, in Serbia, which supports him. So I think he'll be there for a while. I agree with you. I don't think it's sustainable in the long term. I come back to my constant refrain about the Balkans. I don't know how soon it's going to be. I'm not predicting it's going to be next year or the year after or this month or next month. But sooner or later, we are heading towards another war in the Balkans. Because what we have in the Balkans is a Serbia which has been treated very badly by the Western powers, which has been bullied and bombed and demonized, but which is still much the most powerful country in that part of the Balkans, but is now surrounded by a ring of unstable, corrupt micro-states, Montenegro, Bosnia, North Macedonia, Kosovo, against all of which Serbia has claims. That is an absolute guaranteed recipe for conflict in the future. Anybody who knows the history of the Balkans can see that this is coming. And it's precisely, I think, because the Western powers and the Russians don't want to see that war for the moment, that they're keeping, if you like, Vucic in place, because at least he puts off the day when that will come.
Yeah, well said, Alexander. I think you summed it up perfectly. I mean, to me, it is the Kosovo issue going forward. And absolutely, if Serbia does not make the right decision with regards to Kosovo, I think it'll be a massive hit against Serbia and also a massive hit against Orthodoxy as well. And we did absolutely a video on the Hagia Sophia. You know, the Kosovo issue would be another blow
absolutely
to Orthodoxy and to Serbia.
Absolutely. And can I just say, of course, by the way, I mean, there's been a major attack on the Orthodox Church in Montenegro, which is connected to the Serb Orthodox Church. And there are protests in Montenegro about that. Montenegro was another part of the former Yugoslavia, once very closely tied to Serbia. In fact, many people in Montenegro think of themselves as Serbs. It's debatable whether the nationality, the Montenegrin nationality, has really very much history. And nonetheless, the pro-NATO government of Montenegro has been taking steps which many people in Montenegro and in Serbia see as directed against the Orthodox Church of Montenegro, which is closely aligned to Serbia. So there's a lot of feeling within the Orthodox world that Orthodoxy is under pressure, and it's under pressure we've seen it with in Turkey with Hagia Sophia. We've seen it in Ukraine. We've seen it in Serbia, and we see it in Montenegro as well. And of course, in Kosovo too, where a lot of Orthodox shrines have been destroyed. So this is a big issue for the Orthodox people all over the Orthodox community around the world.
Yeah, that's the big story for Europe and for a potential conflict, I think, is Kosovo.
Absolutely. That's the big one.
All right. Alexander Merkurs, Editor-in-Chief of the Duran. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Drop us a comment as well. Smash that like. Also, donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe. Star, your donation really helps out this channel a whole lot. And go to the Duran Shop. Pick up some of our new magic mugs. We got a whole new collection of magic mugs. We also got a whole new collection of polo shirts and t-shirts and all kinds of good stuff. The DuranShop.com. Alexander, you've got a polo Indeed. Shirt on. You've got magic mugs there.
I certainly do. Can I just show you some that I have here? These are all new. So you see, this is Australia, a country with which, like all British people, I feel extremely close. You can see it's got its flag there. We've also got the United States, another country, by the way, to which I feel very close. I've never lived there, but obviously I've traveled there, and I, you know, have a great knowledge of its history. I studied, by the way, American history when I was a history graduate at university. So, you know, it's a country that's always interested me and attracted me in many ways. And I'm, you know, hugely attracted to its culture and its history. And of course, we also have Greece, because of course we're Greeks. So we have to have the flag of Greece also on one of our mugs. But you will notice that this mug is smaller. We now have our magic mugs in two sizes, and a range of two sizes. This is 11 ounces. These big ones, this is the United States, is rather bigger than Greece. It's 15. So you can see the difference. I mean, the advantage with a small mug like this is if you want to make yourself a double espresso, you perhaps want a smaller mug than a really giant one. So we look to always think of what you might wish for when you buy our mugs. We are always careful for the concerns of our viewers. They are the best mugs in the world. This one I will just show you again. This is here, which is the one that's full at the moment, is our own magic mug with our own double-headed eagle and our symbol. I've got tea in it. It's Keimun tea from China, for those who are interested. Always the best mugs for drinking tea. And they're indestructible, almost, at least. They're beautiful, they're strong, they're light. They keep your tea in perfect condition. And as you can see, we are expanding the range of them. And if anybody wants to suggest any more flags which we can put on them, please do. So those are our magic mugs. As Alex rightly says, I'm wearing one of our polo shirts, but I'm very, very excited about the new shirts that are also there in our shop too. That range is increasing all the time. Our shirts are superb. They're 100% cotton. They're beautifully made. They're incredibly stylish. They're incredibly comfortable. They are the best shirts you can find. They are polo shirts and V-neck shirts and T-shirts, long sleeves and short sleeves. You can find them all in our shop and keep an eagle eye out for the new shirts that are all there and which are coming there. And you will also find other goods, other amazing things. You will find hats, hoodies, and stickers, and a growing library of ebooks, which you can also get. So come to our shop, buy yourself these great things, get yourself one of these amazing shirts. As I said, let me show you one more time, Australia and the United States, the two great English-speaking nations, which have much in common, but are also very, very different with very distinct personalities. And you can find them all in our shop, and you can support the Duran by coming to our shop, and Alex will tell you how to do it.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. And actually, we also have a Serbia mug as well, actually.
We do.
We put out the other day. And that's a really good-looking mug as well, because Serbia has a really beautiful flag. All right. Yes, very nice flag. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.